truly is wonderful. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, let's get right back there in 1 Thessalonians 2. Praise the Lord. Just part 7, doing good. Getting along just fine. So, amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. It's good to have a desire to be in the house of the Lord. You know, we're blessed to even want the Lord. Amen. Remember that next Sunday, Brother Alexander will be preaching for us. And it's been on his heart for a while, but he wants to ordain me to the ministry here. And I'm going to go ahead and let him. Amen. No, I want you to understand as well, church, and it's kind of weird for me to teach it, I guess, but this is the truth of it, is this is your opportunity to voice and show publicly your support of the ministry here. Amen. That's what it's for. We don't believe in giving gifts this way or that this proves that I'm a pastor or not, really. It's you are saying, I believe in what God is doing, and I'm supporting the ministry publicly. Amen. That we are endorsing it, not the man now, but the ministry. Amen. Amen. That's right, brother. Not, I'm going to mess up, I'm going to make mistakes. You pray for me, you help me, I help you. But at the end of the day, you have to believe that that God's given me a gift to come help you. Amen. Amen. Or you just really got no business being here. That's true, because otherwise it's just going to cause problems. But if we can get past the flesh and look at what God has done, then we won't worry about none of that and say, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Amen. You're worthy of all praise. So that's next Sunday. Oh, I know I'm forgetting something. I said that. Oh, the following Sunday, I didn't mean to do it this way, but I guess that's Easter. But we're having church order that service. So praise the Lord or resurrect order in the house of God, I guess. But be in prayer for that, and we'll leave that till it gets here. So for tonight, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, or sorry, yeah, chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians 2, and just verse 13 tonight. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. I like to preach tonight on receiving the word for what it is. Amen. Receiving the word for what it is. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. With every head bowed, would you like to lift a knee up to the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Let's invite the Lord our own way. Say, Father, have preeminence tonight. Help me, Lord, by your word. Heavenly Father, we love you. We appreciate you tonight. We thank you so much, Lord, that we don't have to come in our own righteousness, but there's an atonement there for us. There's a God that laid down his life for us. And we thank you so much once again that the blood has washed us clean and taken away what we used to be. And you've given us new life, Father. We come to give you thanksgiving. We come to give you praise for saving our souls, for delivering us from all evil. As David said, you've always delivered him from any of his adversities. You were there, Lord, and you're still here today. You're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I pray that each one here that has a need would be able to reach up a hand of faith and pull the promises of God down from heaven, down onto earth where they belong in the children of God's bread. Feed your children tonight your word. Speak to them from heaven. Make us what we ought to be in Christ. Be glorified in everything done or said. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. And Lord, we do all we can to show our love back to you. Give you praise tonight. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. One last thing I just thought of. I remember Brother Aaron was here, Aaron Swanson back there. He's one of my ex-students. And I guess he's on second shift at Campbell's. And he asked, he said, you always have church that late on Sundays? I said, well, yeah, you know, we got people traveling and things. And he's like, well, I'm on second shift right now, and it's just kind of hard to make it work. And he said, I'll just pray I get on a better shift. And I said, you know what? We'll pray too. That, Lord, if there's a hunger there to be in the house of God, I want God to have His way. I don't believe that's by happen chance, brother, sister. I believe that's an ordained move of God in this last day. Too many people are looking for big flashy things and missing the program of God altogether. God is doing one thing in this time before He turns His gospel back to the Jews. He's getting a Gentile bride ready. And every member has to come in before we can go. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said the church will just go on going through the motions and everything else until that last one gets in there. Hallelujah. We might go through church. We might feel like we're going through the motions, but brother, sister, don't you worry. The beat of God is hitting right on every time. We are right where we need to be in history. It's here. We're here to serve the Lord. We're here to remain faithful. I don't care what doesn't look like it's happening. It doesn't look like it's getting fulfilled. Receive the word for what it is. God spoke it. It must be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love this scripture here because of what He says. He says, we thank God without ceasing. And I believe, as any minister of God will, this is what makes us rejoice. This is what makes us thank God, is when people will look past the man behind the pulpit, when people will look past their feelings, past their ideas, past the building, past what happened today, and see the Word of God for what it is. Yeah. Hallelujah. That we're not here just happen chance and just rolling the dice and playing church. We're here because God Almighty promised to speak to us from heaven. Amen. And that no matter what happened, He promised, I will be with you till the end of the world. Amen. And I don't care how many preachers are giving up in the Word, saying it's too hard, we're in Laodicea. You know, we got to update the message to this day. It don't need updated. We need updated. It's right. It's thus said the Lord. And it can not fail. We receive the Word. We have to receive. First, we got to believe it's the Word. Then we have to receive it as if it was God speaking. You think of somebody you got a lot of confidence in. If they tell you something, it's real easy. You go find a little child that believes in their parents, believes in their dad. A little boy believes in his dad. It don't matter what his dad said, he's going to believe it. Because he's got confidence in his father. How much more ought the children of God to realize that we've got a heavenly Father who before there was a world, before anything was made, already decreed His thoughts. And now He's taught it to us now, and we go down Him and fret Him. Brother, sister, that ain't right. We are called to be Abraham's seed. And when Abraham heard the voice of God, says, you're going to have a son, every sign looked like he wasn't going to happen. He looked like he failed the promise himself. But something in Abraham would not let go. Though I failed the promise, God cannot. That's right, brother, sister. And if you've received the Holy Ghost, I don't care if you backslide. I don't care how long you go around in circles. The Word cannot fail. You must be ready for the rapture when it comes. Receive the Word for what it is. Amen. Turn with me to Matthew 13. We're talking about the Word coming, brother, sister. Now the Word is spread across the world. It's in Matthew 13. Jesus tells the parable. I'd like to read it. Hallelujah. Matthew 13, 1. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto Him, so that He went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And He spake many things unto them in parables. See, you have to receive the Word the way it comes. Saying, why are you talking in parables? The disciples tried to ask Him that one time. But He knew, I have to say it the way God told me to. I have to say it the way the Father gave it to me, because that's the only one who knows how to do this. Amen. And He spake it in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell into stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold and some 60-fold and 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now they ask Him about right here. He says, why do you speak in parables? You can read it there. He says, because it's given to you to know the kingdom of God, but to them it is not given. You have to receive the Word the way it came to you. These people had no excuse. He said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. They were accountable to the word that God knew. They still didn't understand because God is a rightful judge and he tells the word to the whole world. But he already knows those that can receive it. Why? He gave them an ear to hear. He gave them a seed because they were his from the foundation of the world.
Glory, hallelujah.
And there's going to be a group of people in this last day that are going to believe that. Now, Jesus, and let's just skip ahead for time's sake. He explains the parable to his disciples. It's in verse 18. He says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown. The word was sown. The word was right. The word was preached right. The word was delivered the way it was supposed to. It's the ground's fault it didn't work. Many people blame ministries for what happened when the word went forth. It ain't the ministry's fault. If it's the right word, it's the people that it fell on. Amen. Glory to God, because it's not the seed that's the problem. It's the ground that it falls on that's the problem. Amen. And there's plenty of seed to throw around, brother, sister. Don't you worry about throwing the seed. Right. Too many people say, well, it didn't come back. I must have done it wrong. You throw the seed everywhere you want. Right. If it's the word of God, give it out, brother, sister. Why? We ain't going to run out. Some people act like we've just got little bitty pocket change of the gospel. No, we're a well flowing, overflowing of living water. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, he says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom... Do something real quick. Stay right there. God bless you tonight. Amen. That and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received, look, not potentially, he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. People get offended and act like that means something. All that does is prove you never had it in the first place. Oh man, back in the day we used to shout, we used to praise, we used to have a good time, and now we got all starchy in the message. I don't care, brother, sister. The word's still right. You just couldn't serve him when the persecution showed up. You couldn't stay on the word because all you had was feelings. But people that receive the word of God, they've got root in themselves. That when things go wrong, when the storms come through, their roots go deeper.
Amen.
And all the trials do is make them more firm on the word.
Amen.
If trials and tribulation and persecutions start making you doubt the word and take you off, you might be on stony places. Hallelujah. But dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. He had fruit, but he became unfruitful. Why? Just like Demas, he loved the things of this world, of this present age, more than the things of God. He said that's the reason these last days, deceivers, it's not that they don't love God at all. It's just they love the world more. And you watch it, it trickles into a lot of men's life where I'll just work a lot of overtime, you know, just for a little while. I just need to go buy me another car. And before you know it, you can't even go to church no more. Too tired to even get home and pray with the family. Come on, brother. What is it? It's deceitfulness of riches, because seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And if something gets between you and serving the Lord, you might want to bag up and check up and say, Lord, am I making the right choice or not? Because this world will perish. These buildings will be gone. Whatever I made in this life will burn up. But what's in my heart? If I lose that, I've lost it all. God help us to put the Lord first in all things. Oh, ye of little faith, what did the Bible say? He said, servant, he said, you stole from me. So how did I steal from you, Lord? In tithes and offerings. And we can keep it just in the car. Now, that's part of it. Don't you steal from God tithes and offerings.
In case you're wondering, your offerings around here are going to go to either Brother Ernie or a new furnace. So praise the Lord. It ain't going to my pocket. The point of it is, oh, ye of little faith, receive the word for what it is. God said you've stole from me. Won't you just do what I said and I will open up the doors of heaven. I will open up the windows of heaven and will pour you out a blessing you can't contain. Well, I don't feel like it's coming. Whoa, ye little faith. Come on. That's the word. That's thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. God, speak to me. Done dead. Believe it. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Real quick here. Go with me. I just thought of it and I want to bring us together. James chapter 2. Because he does tell you there that you have to receive the word and you also have to understand it. Many people, especially in the message anymore, believe that understanding is up here. They believe understanding's figuring out. And every person that gets converted that way will get unconverted before it's over. You will not go in a rapture just logically putting it together. It's got to be revelation from God Almighty. We're talking about real wisdom. What does it mean to understand? I'll read a quote here in a minute, but I want to bring it out of the scripture because I remember many times Brother Branham would talk about how the wisdom is the greatest education, is the greatest enemy the gospel's ever faced. And that, and then I would think, well, the book of Proverbs talks about how good wisdom is. And I remember thinking in my early days, like, man, this don't really seem to jive up too well. Then I began to, you know, you seek the Lord. Don't doubt the word now. Just because you don't understand it, don't doubt it. Hold on to it. It's right. That's right, brothers. It is right. The problem I had, and I hope this helps you tonight, is when Brother Branham or even the Bible, it talks about simple. When something's simple, we've been letting the world tell us that that means it's shallow. It's not shallow, brother, sister. Simple and shallow is two different things. The world believes the cross in a shallow way. Well, Jesus, you know, he felt bad for us one day. Said, well, I guess I'll lay my life down for him. Maybe hap so you'll come around and accept me if you have enough pity on me. And see, that's shallow. The truth of the cross is God knew me. God knew me. God knew what I would do. God knew the wretch that I was. He knew it before he went there. And he willingly laid his life on the cross and took my place. It's simple, but it ain't shallow, brother, sister. It hits deep and rich in the heart. There's a wisdom that comes from God, and it's founded in one thing. That is in faith in the Word of God. That's in revelation of the Word of God. That is true understanding. That is scriptural. Let's read it here. Read it in verse 13. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Who is wise? Let him be meek about his wisdom. Are you seeing it now? It's simple, but it's real wisdom of God. But if you have bitter envyings and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. When somebody bases it on what they feel, hallelujah, or what they sense, oh, I just think, brother, this, that's of the world, brother, sister. The Christian don't have wisdom like that. What do we have? Keep reading. For envying and strife there is, or for where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. Are you seeing? Wisdom brings Christ on the scene. The real wisdom of God will make a man, the smarter he is, the more he recognizes, the least I know, because I'm still, the more revelation you should get, the more revelation you get, the more dependent you ought to be on God.
Amen.
Amen. The more you understand about the Word of God, the more you ought to be dependent on God showing you more of it.
Amen,
Amen, brother, sister, because we ain't getting in no rapture without the Lord giving us the revelation.
Amen.
That's all there is to it. So this stirring around, helping, trying to get this rapture to get going, and a lot of ministers come under that and try to force their church to get in a rapture. That's up here, brother, sister. You can go on feelings, emotions, all you want to, but that don't mean the Word's coming to pass. What makes the Word come to pass is people that believe it is the Word. They believe it's from God, and then they accept that into their heart. Doesn't matter what they feel. Doesn't matter what they sense. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. Something in them has hit rock. Something in that's hit that rock of Christ Jesus, and they say, I don't care if hell comes to earth. This Word cannot fail. And not the Word out there. I'm talking the Word right here. The Word that's been placed in me that the Holy Ghost is coming quickened. It cannot fail. But it must produce what God predestinated it to. I'm talking real understanding of the Word, brother, sister. The more mature you get, you know how a plant, Brother Bram talks about it. The higher it gets, what begins to happen? Begins to bow. The way up in God is down all the time. And the more down you can get, the more God will exalt you. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Bam says this, and sirs, we would see Jesus, 1961. That's the Jesus we must see to have eternal life. You can't get it in a creed. You can't get it joining a church. You can't get it by some kind of a fable you're told about Santa Claus. Santa Claus don't have eternal life. No, a creed don't have eternal life. Not to know His Word even gives you. To know it, it doesn't give you eternal life. Hold on to that now. That's powerful if you can believe that. That should liberate every believer, because it's not how does this tie in? Oh, it's so hard, and I've watched people do it and scratch their head and just go crazy. It ain't about that. It's not about knowing His Word. The Pharisees knew the Word of God better than anyone sitting here. And when the Word became flesh right from, they called Him a devil. Amen. Why? They had wisdom that came from the enemy. It was founded in what they called the Word, but they didn't have a clue what the Word was. Not to know His Word even gives you. To know it, it doesn't give you eternal life. To know Him, the Bible said. To know Him is eternal life. Not know His Word, know Him. And it's the same thing, because they knocked on the door. They said, Lord, open to us. He said, I never knew you. It's not about knowing His Word. They knew the Word. They called Him Lord. They cast out devils in His name. What was the difference? They didn't know Him. Hallelujah. This takes everyone else out of the equation then. It's really you and Him. Amen. Do you know Him?
Right.
Hallelujah. The Greeks, let me read now. The Greeks wanted to see Him. They wanted to know His person. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Now you don't see with your eyes. You see with your heart. See? You look with your eyes. You understand with your heart. To seize, to understand. That's what Jesus was talking about now. You look right at something and say, I don't see it. But you're looking at it. But you mean you don't understand it. And this is what I see as the problem with Message Church world around, brother, sister, is when the Word of God comes in its truth, they don't recognize the Word for what it is. That this is the same God that said, let there be. And there was a world coming to be. There were stars that came to be. Things so big, so mighty, we can't even wrap our mind around this thing. Yet the same God came down and said, I want to make myself known to my creation. So you know what? I'll be born by a virgin in the middle of nowhere for no one to see it but a few shepherds. What I love about the shepherds, they received the Word for what it was. They heard angels. Began to say, peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Yeah.
I said, what is this? And he said, the Messiah is born.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we better pull out the Bible, make sure about this, and get it, have a couple Bible studies and figure this all out. That's how most of us evangelize. No, recognize right then.
Right.
I received the Word for what it is. And they went to Him. What did they do? They began to worship Him.
Amen.
And you as believers, brother, sister, I don't need to keep explaining this. You know we came here for the anointed Word of God. And when God begins to give His Word to you, you don't need to wait for some chill bumps or feel goods. No, recognize the Word for what it is. Give Him praise when He tells you to give Him praise. Repent when He tells you to repent. Love Him when He tells you to love Him. Don't worry about what your neighbor's got to say about it, because they ain't worried about you either.
That's right.
I have to convince people this all the time. I've seen it at school. I've seen it at the gym. Guys say, well, I did this. You know, do I look stupid doing that? I said, I asked him, what did I just get done doing? I said, I don't know. See, you ain't paying attention to me. What in the world makes you think I'm paying attention to you? I'm here to do what I need to do and get out. Same in the hallway. Some girl had her hair down. She said, oh, I need to go get some breakfast, but I don't want to go out there yet until I get my hair done. I said, who in the world do you think saw you? You think these kids, supposed to, kids ain't even awake yet. They're walking zombies, man. And you're going to be late to class because you're worried somebody's going to see your hair. They don't see it. People do that in church. Man, something Brother Branham Mary talks about, the woman says, man, Brother Branham, I was feeling so good, I almost got up and shout. He's like, I hate that. I think you just go ahead and do it. Amen. That's right, because what stops you is you think somebody else cares. Amen. I might look like a fanatic. Good gracious, thank you, Lord. Look like a fanatic once in a while. Glory to God. That'll speak more to this dying age. A church that's got life. A church that believes what they're saying. A church that's got enough emotion that says, I don't care that I'm going through hell on earth. I'm still giving my God praise. Because my worst day as a Christian is still better than what it was when I was in the world. That's it. Let's have church tonight. That's what I appreciate most about Sunday and everything, is people are being moved by the Word. Yes. Well, brother, I just don't know about this. Quit thinking that way. Right. If it's the Word of the Lord and you identify it as the Word of the Lord, you're more than a conqueror. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, too many times, let's go back to Thessalonians now. Let me bring it back to that. Go back to that verse here. For this cause also, thank we God without ceasing. And I think if a prophet said there was something worth thanking God for, we ought to take note of what that was. So I mean this in the way of love, but a lot of times we give God praise a lot more for other things than what we read here. When Paul didn't talk about rejoicing that they got all their bills paid this week. He wasn't concerned with what ties they had on. Or they got him a new car and things like that. Excuse me. But there's one thing that made him rejoice before the Lord and give thanksgiving to God always and always is always. He says, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you heard it from us. You received it in truth. Amen. You received it not as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God. Amen. And when you get a person, and this is, I don't care if you're 5 years old, brother, sister, if you can get a person to receive the Word as the Word from God, anything's possible. Anything's possible. All things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. Amen. Well, I mean, he said it that way, but I think he was just coming after me. You're hearing the words of a man. He preached on that because he taught me last week about it. You're hearing the words of a man. Well, I mean, he got on that because I remember what happened last week and yesterday, and he must have saw what I read in my Bible when he came up to the platform. People think these things, and that's why they receive nothing when they come to the house of God. You're receiving the words of a man. If you can see it as the word of God, it'll change you. Hallelujah. Paul began to rejoice, not that the people, not that the Thessalonians received him. Listen to me. Not received him as a man and became Paulites. We like that sometimes. Oh, you're coming to our church? We rejoice. Praise the Lord. And they're just still sinners just the same. That ain't what we want. That ain't no rejoicing that. And we're rejoicing that. Oh, you picked up our way of living. Look at that. You know, you kicked out your TV. You still love the thing, but you kicked it out, right?
Right.
You know, I guess you let your hair grow and wore dresses, but, you know, you complain about it all the time.
Right.
See, we rejoice when sometimes people just pick up our way of living. They pick up a lifestyle Christianity. There ain't nothing to rejoice yet. Because until that soul's born again, it ain't going to last.
Right.
Amen. Brother Branham says this, the rising of the sun, 1965. Now the very essence of the message that was sent, that he is risen from the dead, and we his benefactors, who we who share the resurrection with him, draw benefits from this by proving to the world that he is alive. We cannot do it by word only. We cannot do it by some tradition of men. We only reflect what we're pointing to. I'm afraid today that too many of us are not getting people to Christ. We're getting them to a church, to a theory, but we must get them to Christ. He is the only one and the only one that has life. He that has the Son has life. And if the life of a man that's dead be projected in you, you will live the same life he lived.
Amen.
Coming out of Gifts, 1956, if you studied the message, I'm sure you're familiar with this one. He said, I'm afraid, friends, as I talk to your pastor today, churches get the pastor spirit instead of God's spirit. That's right. We don't need one another's spirit. There's no need of that. We need God's spirit.
Amen.
I've seen ministers believe that way. Well, as long as you know, they want yes men. They don't want Christians.
Right.
They want somebody that just says, yeah, everything you say, amen, amen. And you go ask them about it later. I don't know what you're talking about. I remember one time, who did I hear that from? Well, you know, it makes sense anyways. They were just having a good shouting time, and I believe in good shouting times. But he went up to the man later, and he said, you know what, brother? I heard everybody shout, having a good time, but I really never even heard the minister. I don't know, what did he preach about? And the man said, well, I don't know, but it was the word. Something wrong somewhere, brother, sister. You don't get just stimulated. A monkey can get stimulated with something that shines. But somebody that's supposed to have their mind should get stimulated by something that they know. Look, brother, sister, but look, if you know it's the word stimulating you, then there ain't no reason to reserve at all.
Amen.
Are you hearing me today? If you know it's from God, the devil don't make you praise God for receiving the word. He'll let you praise God for receiving feelings or emotions or an idea or your pastor spirit or one another spirit.
Amen.
Well, you receive my spirit all you want to. I'm telling you what, you just inherited my worst enemy. That's true. I don't want a cookie cutter church. I don't want everybody that just, you know, raises their hands the way I do and say things the way I say it. Look, I've even been told I don't even preach in my own talk. I don't even sound the same when I'm preaching. I was told that the other day. You know why? Because it ain't me, brother, sister. It's me, but it ain't me.
Right.
I actually had the kids. We were at school today and showed them about baptism and things, and they're like, oh, is that you? Is that your church? And they had the picture of me, you know, with my hand up like this. And I was like, actually, I think my mom's got a clip. You want to hear it? And they said, sure. So I played that little bit there and started getting a little wound up, you know. If y'all go watch it again, it's only about a minute or something. And it was coming pretty loud over my computer, I'll say that much. But the presence of the Lord came right there. And look, you got to, like Paul said to the Greeks, I became a Greek, but I'll tell you what they said and I'll explain what it means. One guy sitting there staring at me, you know, and he's got a big smile on his face. So what's that about? He said, I don't know, but that was lit, man. That means it's really good. Okay. Trust me. It took me a while to figure that one too. I'm like, lit? What do you mean? You lighting someone? What are you talking about? I guess that means it's good. And I said, well, praise the Lord for that. Look, that's just one seed. Throw the seed out, brother, sister.
Amen.
If we would go back and look at the very first time God spoke to us, we wouldn't be throwing everybody else out under the bus so fast.
Amen.
And then how about all them times he had to keep coming back and remind you again and again and again. You still walking the other way and come back to you again and again and again. And we get, you know, one or two times and we say, well, good riddance, done with them. There ain't no love of Christ in that, brother, sister.
Amen.
Now someone, I gotta check that one real quick. Heard that come through. If someone claims to be serving the Lord, the Bible says you admonish him one or two times, and he says, bring witnesses. Come on, this is the word of God.
Yes.
Bring them the word. And if they won't receive the word, claiming to believe the word, you treat that man like a heretic.
Right.
That's it, brother, sister. Look, that ain't, we ain't here to play church.
No,
you want us to claim to believe the Lord, then don't you come against this word.
Amen.
This word will drop. I warn you. You don't want to drop like Ananias and Sapphira. But that's what's going to happen. I ain't playing around. This is the real word of God, brother, sister. I went ahead this Sunday. Who loves the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Went ahead and just left the discernment go this time.
Right.
I've been kind of holding back. I think some of y'all might even picked up on that. But sometimes I think the devil's come and told you that we're just bluffing. But I could have went through and told you some of the things that y'all thinking that you don't want told.
Right.
Why? Because I love you enough to say, you know what? You know God heard it, so why don't you just go ahead and make it right then? Amen. I'm going to share what Sister Violet told me when the Lord told me to speak to Sister Mary over there. She said, I told Sister Mary the exact same thing the day before. That ain't me saying it. That ain't really Sister Violet saying it. It's the Lord saying it. They went in there to get ready. What'd she say? Sister Violet went through and said, I didn't talk to Brother Andrew. You know that, right? She said, are you sure you didn't talk to him? No. Brother, sister, we ain't playing around.
No.
Receive the word for what it is.
Yes.
I can't make up gifts. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. I am what I am by the grace of God. But I know that this message that God has sent us is thus saith the Lord, and it lives.
Yes.
And if every preacher in the country gives up on it, you don't give up on it. If I give up on it, don't you give up on it. It's the word of God. It will not fail. God sent us his prophet. He's restored our faith. Hallelujah, the same God that gives us faith for healing. He gives us faith for discernment. He gives us faith for the Spirit of God to move through us. He's the same one that'll take this wretched bodies that we live in and change it into his glorious body. My spirit won't do that, but the Holy Spirit will. Glory to God in the highest. Whew. Now I'm going to keep bringing this on. I was going to skip over a little bit. I can't do it. It's too much of the word here. We don't need one another's spirit. There's no need of that. We need God's spirit. You go into a church and watch the way the pastor acts. Watch the congregation act the same way. That's the reason, you know, the Bible said, I give you a new spirit and then give you my spirit. Many people get that new spirit just to try to live right and do right and never get the Holy Spirit and try to act by it. And there's the way you get into trouble. That's right. The new spirit, it's a new life. That has nothing. That's good. But God has to give you a new spirit so we can get along with his spirit. The old spirit you had, you couldn't get along with yourself, let alone God's spirit. So he gives you a new spirit. And you see people, that's the reason, friends. And as I do as evangelist, I try to stay in the word. That you get the spirit of the word, not based upon some man's theology, but thus saith the Lord. I've got to answer yonder in the presence of all of you on the day of judgment. You must take the spirit of God. Hallelujah. There's a day, look, you have to have that. If you don't have enough respect to honor God, if you don't have enough respect for God to talk to you and to say, you know what, I might be wrong, then you don't even got a new spirit yet. You got that rebellious spirit of this world that says, I'm always right. What are you talking about? Don't get in my personal. You see, God can't even work on you.
That's right.
But then you begin to soften. You say, you know what? Maybe I do need help. Maybe I need change. And you begin to soften up. You still ain't got none yet. He gives you a new spirit so you'll approach him the right way. But then there still comes a day where you die. There still comes a day where a tombstone gets erected with your name on it. And a new life springs up. And it's got a new name. It's the whole family in heaven and earth's name. You raise up, not Kent Roush done over. Jesus Christ made flesh again. Turn to Luke 10 with me. You love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Luke 10, verse 19. Now listen to this. Behold, Jesus speaking now. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. All right, brother, sister, I think we just got to go ahead and settle right there. All power over the enemy. All power over the enemy. Complex, fear, doubt, don't care what it is, how long it's affected you. You have already. This is pre-conversion. How much more the soul that's got the Holy Ghost? Now watch what Jesus thinks of this. Watch. He says, I give you all power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. Whew. See, I don't think he's saying it's bad. He's just saying what I'm about to tell you so exceeds in glory for you as a believer that this ain't even going to show up. Why? Because people could have power over the enemy and not know the Lord. Like I said, the ones that knocked and said, Lord, Lord, open it. He said, I don't know you. But what did he tell these people? Oh, glory to God. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What did he say right after this? Look, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. And has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemeth good in thy sight. Brother, sister, I'm telling you, receive the word for what it is. He rejoiced in spirit. Jesus knew because these disciples, they're so ignorant and unlearned, they'll just believe what I said because they know who I am. They know who I am and they know who they are. And they'll receive this word. Their names are written in heaven.
Amen.
He rejoiced because the Pharisees can't figure this out. Said them sons of Sceva come around trying to cast us up. They can't figure this out. But I've got an elected group that I put their names on the names book from the foundation of the world. And they can receive this. Why? They just accept it. They just accept it. Why? I see God said it. It's for me. People trying to get their name on the book of heaven. It's already there. Woo. I'm feeling good. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling good. Hallelujah. It's time to really believe that the Word was God's eternal thought now expressed. That He's always thought this way. He doesn't get a new thought. This has always been His opinion of you. Oh, I don't know if you all believe it yet. Because I want to blow through that ceiling right now. That even though I failed Him so many, even though I fail Him now, I know He put my name in heaven. And this is what I rejoice for. I thank God for what He does for power over the enemy. That I don't have to sit here and be defeated by sickness, defeated by depression, defeated by confusion. I've got power over that. But that would all mean nothing if I knew my name wasn't there. Who wants to go down like a Balaam? Working in the power of God. But at the end of the day, you got nothing. This is serious business, brother, sister. It's time to receive this word that God cannot change His thoughts. Amen. That His thoughts are already real. They always were.
Yes.
They never started. They never end. And if you're part of the Word,
amen,
that part that you are never started.
Right.
Never end. And God took that seed, put it in a body of flesh, a seed of good ground, planted in good ground now that could receive the Word right in.
Yes.
Some 30, some 60, some 100, some I don't care as long as I'm part of it.
Yes.
Say, is that the scripture, brother? Yes, sir. Because unless you will receive the word as a babe, you can't receive it at all.
Right.
Except you will receive the word as revelation from God. You cannot receive it at all. Hebrews 11:6, y'all know this, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God, how many wants to come to God tonight?
Yes.
All right. You must believe that He is. Well, God, you know, He didn't do this, He didn't do that. We ain't getting nowhere because you got to believe that He is first.
Amen.
And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Glory to God. Jesus said this to Thomas. I'll read it to you real quick. John 20:26. And after 8 days, again, His disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. What happened to Thomas before? He's sitting there having a pity party because God didn't come the way he wanted. And God let him sulk it out for who knows how long. Brother Bram said the same thing when that woman got healed and then died right after that. He said, God, let me go ahead. I said, God, you owe me an answer. And He said, let me go sulk it out for a while. I think He says a week or two, actually. Let me go over there and have my little pity party. See, you don't get to do that, brother, sister. You come God's way. You accept it God's way. If God said, thus said the Lord, I'm going to heal this one, let him die tomorrow, you accept it God's way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God called Thomas to accept this way. He turned it down, but God and His grace came by another time. I'm so glad for that.
Yes.
Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Why? Because though they never saw it here, they can see it here.
Amen.
Though the word had to go through the disciples and then down to Paul and then down through all the ages, all the way down to where God sends the prophet, and then he sent me to work through this brother, and now we're here tonight to fight. You still can see the word for what it is.
Amen.
That it's still the same word that was all the way back here in his son, just the same.
Amen.
Glory to God. Be not doubting. Be not faithless, but believe.
Amen.
Listen to this. Coming out of Jairus, 1954, Brother Bram talking about when the disciples were on the boat rocking, ready to die, and Jesus come out to help them. Peter, when he was in the boat the night before and so forth, and the waters was twisting back and forth, and Jesus was standing, walking on the water. And he was scared of him. He thought he was a spooky or something. He thought it was a ghost. And the only thing that could help them, they were scared of it. That's the same right now.
Right.
People are terrified of services like Sunday.
Yes.
They don't want nothing to do with that Holy Ghost fanaticism. And that's why you don't get nowhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the way it is today with the people. That's what's the matter with America tonight. The only thing that can save America from a total annihilation is the return to God with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's exactly right. That's right. And they're scared of it. That's right. God help us to have a revival that'll shake the shells off. That's what we need tonight. Then when Peter, he said, Lord, if it's you, just bid me to come and I'll come walking also. Thy word is enough for me. Peter, in his boldness, and this is where it was glorious, he said, look, if the Lord says it, it's going to happen. And what did Jesus say? One word, come.
Right.
And when he stayed a babe, when he received the word as it was, just stepped right out of that boat,
right
on top of the water, looking right at Jesus the whole time.
Right.
Didn't stutter a bit. What began to happen? He began to receive the word as the words of a man.
Right.
And he said, wait a minute, I'm a man. Men don't walk on water. And he looked down. What started it, though? He turned his eyes off the Lord.
Right.
And his faith went to fear because he saw the storm.
Right.
And if there wasn't a storm brewing in this world, it's here now.
Amen.
In this Laodicean age. And as long as you look at the storm, you're going to start sinking.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on him. You can walk over anything.
Amen.
It don't even make sense to you. You don't even know. Do you think Peter knew what he was even doing? It was nothing about that. He got so engulfed by the word. He just believed it. He walked right into it. That's how you walk in the Lord. Too many of us trying to just think and think and figure it out, and then wonder why by the time you get to going there, the Lord done took off.
Right.
Amen.
A lot of people do that when they get prayer.
Right.
Talk about the storm all day. Never get to what Jesus did.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
God bless you all. I'm not used to this, so I'm going to get back up here. Y'all can hide now. There we go. That's right, brother, sister, because no matter how big your storm is, I'm telling you, if you keep your eyes on him, you'll do things you don't even know how you did it.
Yes.
Glory to God. Fear is always of the devil.
Sure.
Always. The fear of God has nothing to do with fear like the devil. The fear of God is respect for God. The fear of the devil is torment. And we are never called to come under that, brother, sister. Hallelujah. But what I think about it, I'll read that rest of that quote here in a minute. What I love the Lord for is if you're one of his and you do get your eyes on the storm too long, what did Peter do? He had enough sense to say, you know what? I wasn't the one called me out here in the first place. I got myself in this trouble, but I only know the one that can get me back out. And he said, Lord, save me. And he said, immediately, Lord grabbed his hand. What did he say? Now look, brother, sister, this is where it cuts hard. He didn't say, well, good try. At least you tried. Everybody else scared death. He didn't say that. God don't want us halfway. He wants us all the way. He said, why did you doubt?
Right.
Why did you doubt? Look how much glory I could have got out of you.
Right.
Why did you doubt me?
Right.
And he looked, and his grace pulled him back up there. What did it show? Peter might have had a new spirit, but he sure didn't have the Holy Spirit yet.
Right.
That's right. Later on, he thought he was big, bad, and bold, wasn't he? Lord, I'll die for it. He said, yeah, right, you coward. You won't even testify me. We see that in churches now. Oh, if the Lord got on me, I just prophesy right there. Really? You won't even talk to your neighbor?
Right.
Come on. People got, oh, one of these days we'll have faith to speak things in existence. Oh, but this thing is so hard. I'm not even going to go to church. Don't even ask for prayer. Brother, sister, I'm sorry, but it's a rebuke to us. People receive the word from the prophet as a man. And that's why you don't believe it no more. Well, if Brother Bram was here, we could do something. That's the words of a man. But if it's the word of God, when he spoke it by his prophet, it's just as real right now as it was then. Glory to God. All right, now let me keep reading there. He says, the priests with their feet, days of Joshua now, with their feet touched the water with the ark. And that's where their faith was. And when their feet touched the water. And the Roman centurion that had a friend that was sick, his servant, he said, I'm not even worthy that you come under my roof. Just speak the word, for I'm a man under authority. And I say to this man, do this, and he do with it. I say to this man, do that, and he do with it. See, the Roman recognized that Jesus, his word, had all power that was needed for the healing of that person. He knew that it was in him was invested the power of Jehovah God. And he knew that whatever Jesus said, that he mastered diseases, that he mastered the sea, he mastered the universe. That's what he is tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we could only recognize that his word has supremacy over every demon, every power, every all, everything, every sin, every sickness, every disease, every cripple. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe what he said. Amen. One more scripture here in Romans 8. Romans 8, 35. And I'm going to try to start bringing this to a close, Lord willing. He's worthy of praise. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Now watch this. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And most of us go right there, and we just defeated right now. What do you mean? Like, I'm just trying to serve the Lord. The Bible done told me. He's quoting the word. I'm just sheep for the slaughter. And what do most, well, I guess I'll just mosey on through life. I'll just do the best I can. I'll just hope for what comes around. That ain't what the Bible said. What did Paul say? Read the next verse here. He says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when the tribulations and all these things come, and it looks like you should get discouraged, rise up and say, no, the word's come. I cannot be separated from my God. I cannot, because I'm predestinated to be part with him, to be in his inheritance. And as these things come, no, don't, that's what nay means. It means no. Stand up and say, the reason this is coming is so I can show I'm more than a conqueror. I don't just beat it. I take over. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I turn what the devil tried to bring against me, and I turn it for the glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. When trials come and somebody just rips you up left and right, you just want to beat them in the face. And something on the inside says, suffer it to be so. Yeah. Just like David did when Shimei was kicking stones and spitting on him and said, you bloody man. And he told his cousin, Joab's brother. He said, just leave him alone. He said, I'll cut his head off. He said, don't touch him. He said, the Lord had him do that. Why? He recognized we're more than conquerors. Amen. I don't need to fight this battle. Lord will fight it. Amen. And if we'd take more battles out of our hands and just put it in the hands of the Word of God, we'd actually come out of victorious. Hallelujah. And all these things were more than conquerors. And what things? It doesn't matter what comes. Brother, sister, I can never get away from this good old Holy Ghost that we've got. It's the power of God, brother, sister. It's the only thing that gives us rapture and faith. It's the only thing that can overcome. And what I watch is many people, it'll be just like Peter. A lot of times altar calls are this way. And I'm going to read a little bit here if you give me time. God hidden in simplicity after the seals. If you want to hear what an altar call is like, go listen to that one. I don't know if you have, but go. I'm telling you right now, please, everyone in here, I want you to at least listen to it one time. Because we get like Peter, we recognize the word, we receive it as the word, but then something will come by and it can be the most innocent, logical thing in the world. And what happens is we lose everything we were trying to get.
Right.
And it don't take but that, brother, sister. Brother Branham said the Holy Spirit's a dove and he's very sensitive. People think they can come disbelieving and get anything from God. James done told you that in the Bible. He said, a double man to man, don't let this man think he's going to get anything from the Lord.
Right.
And when Brother Branham was leading people to the Holy Ghost, brother, sister, a lot of times people misconstrue encouragement for discouragement. A lot of people think you should be encouraged, like, and really what they want is they want you to bump up their flesh. You don't get your flesh buffed up to get the Holy Ghost. You have to die to all that.
Amen.
Amen. You got to come the way God said. And too many people came in a way that feels good instead of the way the Word told them to. If you didn't die there, then you were not resurrected.
Amen.
And Brother Branham, talking about the Holy Ghost, some people act like God don't want to give them the Holy Ghost. People act like God resisted them and you know, they haven't done this or that and they're not good enough. That ain't what it is, brother, sister. You just haven't received the word from God, as from God yet. You're receiving it as the words of a man. You're receiving it as something that could fail, something that could change. But when you recognize that the promise in Acts 2 is just the same, sitting right here in this Bible, right here in our hearts, as it was when Peter spoke it, then you ought to receive the Holy Ghost right now. You say, well, I got the Holy Ghost. Praise God, brother, sister. Don't let nothing take it from you. Amen. Because it wasn't the word a man gave it to you. It was the word from God that gave it to you. Now, Brother Branham says, I'm talking about an altar call that starts on page 40 and ends on page 50. Actually, it's not over. The tape goes on because he has somebody else do it. Talk about being humble. He even says, I think this man's better at this than I am. The prophet of God said that? Yeah, maybe the way up really is down, brother, sister. He says this, he's going through the altar call, this is page 46. It says, so God is here now. Christ is in our midst. He's willing to give you the Holy Ghost if you're willing to accept it. Not pay the price. The price is already paid. The price was paid this afternoon, 1900 years ago, if you're willing to accept it. If you are, let your heart go now. Open up. Take out all fear, all doubt. Raise up your hands to God. Say, Lord God, here I am. I stand here. I stand in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, I could just keep reading page after page. I'm going to skip down a little bit. He keeps trying to encourage people. And he says, you know, keep saying, he says, I'm looking for something. I want something to happen to me. You promised it. I'm here to receive it. And if it'll work for others, it's got to work for me. I'm here to receive it. I'm not going to sit down. I'm determined. You see this? This is real encouragement. It's keep pressing until you know.
Amen.
He goes down and says, I'm not going to take an imagination. I want the real Holy Spirit on me. I want you to fill me right now. I'm here waiting. Don't stop. Just keep praying. Don't pay attention to the music. Just keep praying. That's the trouble of us today. We listen to music. We listen to one thing or another. We're supposed to be listening to the voice of God. Keep listening. He promised it. If he promised it, he'll do it. Amen. I got to skip down a little bit. He says, now. He says, humble yourself, humble yourself. Lord, I'm believing it. I know it. You come. Now, there's something wrong. And there's nothing wrong with God. God promised it. So help me. I could stand right here and go down aisle after aisle and tell you everyone where you're at and what you've done. I say that in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know that's true. And I see you're afraid to turn yourself loose. You're scared of something. There's something wrong. God don't make a promise and then go back on it. It's the truth right here. If you want it, it's up to you. It's your death. It's your burial. It's your expectations. There's the word. So help me. The Holy Spirit is here. So help me. Jesus Christ is in here. Have I told you anything wrong? Like I said, bro, I could just keep reading. He says, there you go. See, he encouraged it until it finally happened. He says, there you go. That's it. That's the way. Struck a lady over there. That's the way. It struck another one. There you go. There it is. Now there's the time to accept it while it's here. See? Glory. Surely it'll strike some there. Praise be to God. There you are. Amen. That takes it. There he goes over on somebody else here. Now another. Praise the Lord. See? He's truth. He's the way, the truth, the life, the light, the life, accept it while it's falling on others. While it's on others, accept it. Amen. I got to come down a little bit. He says this, just keep believing. Keep believing. You said you believed me. The Holy Spirit, that light, just keeps moving around over the building. What is it? It's hunting for someone that'll open up. I tell the truth. Amen. Let me get to. He says, when you surrender fully, he'll come in fully. But until you surrender, he can't come in fully. Surrender. Surrender your thoughts. Surrender your thinking. Surrender your life. Surrender your all. Surrender your prestige. Surrender everything to him now. And he'll come in and fill you with the Holy Ghost. That's what he's here to do. He's already struck two or three in here in the building. There's more than that waiting on the Holy Ghost. Just keep believing. Humble your own thinking. Humble your own ways. Let me go down a little bit further. He says, friends, you got to get away from that starchy Pentecostal way. You got to really die. You got to really mean it. You got to get some. You've got a partial hunger, but not a real hunger. You got to make it genuine. When Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard it. Try closing your eyes, bowing your head. Think it over. Is there something wrong? Lord, take away my unbelief. Let me skip down one more time here. Hallelujah. Now if you want it, it's yours. It's yours if you're willing to just open up. Now you have a conception of what you should do. You kind of have an idea. Well, now if I stand here this. No, that doesn't do it. You can sit down. Don't make any difference where you're at. But where you will open yourselves up and then the Holy Ghost will strike. Then, well, sometimes it begins to anoint you and you won't just lead on through with it. You get a little scared. You're afraid. You pull back. Just surrender yourself. Surrender yourself to the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of fanaticism. If it's the devil acting, don't you think we'll know it? Uh-huh, yes, sir. He won't come around. Don't you worry of that. He won't bother. Just surrender yourself to the Holy Spirit. I got to stop there. I think you get the point. Just surrender to it, brother, sister. It really is. Just yield. Don't take another thought. Don't try to earn it. Don't try to pay for it. It's done, paid for. It's given to you as a gift from heaven. If you've received it, then you should be benefactoring of it right now as I'm speaking, because the word that I'm preaching is hitting a word that's already in you. And every benefit in that word is yours. It's paid in full. You ain't earning it. You ain't got to fast and pray to get it. It's already given to each one that believes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'll challenge you again. This was the one, not the one he preached before the seals, the one he preached right after it. God, hidden in simplicity. It's one of the most powerful things I've written. And just in case you're wondering, that is post-seals. And I will never stop hammering this new age intellectual baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is really just a conversion of the mind. That don't do you no good. If somebody talks you in, devil come around, he'll talk you back out. But if something ever strikes down in the heart of a person and it's the word of God and the word responds to the word, it will produce the word again, because God's word's already declared that every seed bring forth of its kind. That's God's word. Receive it as God's word tonight. I'm not just a backwash hillbilly trying to serve God and do whatever. I am the word. I'm the word made flesh today. I'm the well of living water that God is speaking for Laodicea. I'm the last light. I'm the last voice to my generation. I'm the last voice in my work. I'm the last one in my school. I'm the last one in my house. And anyone else that'll believe it. It's the final voice to the final age. And why has God called you to it? It's because you know he's got confidence in you that you'll believe this word to the end. Because you can't help it. You're just part of it. It's just what you are. Hallelujah. Let's stand together tonight. Praise the living God. Praise his name. Glory to God in the highest. If you know that chorus, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. 3:30, they're dead. Hallelujah. Believe that now. Praise his name. Praise his name. Made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
life.
Right now, overcomers. Yes, Lord.
We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Give Him praise tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, we've been made more than conquerors.
Praise your name, Lord.
Overcomers in this life.
Look to Him now.
We've been made victorious.
Yes, Lord.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
With all your heart, believe what you're singing now.
Oh, we've been made more than conquerors.
You didn't make yourself that. He made you that.
Oh, overcomers in this life.
Even in Laodicea.
We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood that paid in full your redemption. Thank you, Lord.
We've been made more than conquerors.
Thank you, Father. Oh, blessed be your name.
Overcomers in this life.
Sing it to Him with a heart full of faith. Say, Lord, that's me.
Oh, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
Yes, Lord.
We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Dad, keep playing that tonight. Brother, sister, take that promise now. Take it, apply it to your life. What's your need tonight? What's your need? Are you defeated with the hand of sin? Don't you leave here defeated tonight. You're more than a conqueror. Overcome that thing. Say, I got a temper, brother. I thought you had the Holy Ghost. You got power over that. Don't you confess anything you were in this world. Confess what you are in Christ. If you're not in Christ, confess, Lord, I'm here. I'm here to receive it. I'm here to get in. I don't want to be found on the outside, Lord. I'm not trying to join a church. I don't want a new idea. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you. In the power of your resurrection. I want to know you in the fellowship of your suffering. I want to know you personally for myself. Hallelujah. Surrender to Him, brother, sister. Look, believe it with all your heart. Every bit of you. Say, I'm a believer. Lord, I'm a believer today. Lord, I got a need. Lord, I look to Calvary. I look to where it was paid for. I'm not trying to earn it, Lord, but I'm saying you said I had this. The devil's trying to take it from me. Every sign says it's not there. But Lord, I believe you that it's my inheritance. If you're sick tonight in body, brother, sister, you don't have to leave that way. The atonement's paid for. How do I receive it, brother? Don't you say another word about it. Give God praise. Give God praise for it. Give God praise for it. Say, Lord, I feel good. I feel great. Lord, you gave me this body. The devil's trying to make me use it to glorify Him. I'm going to use it to glorify you. Blessed be your name. Don't confess that sin's brought you down. Confess that the blood's gave you power over everything. Look, brothers and sisters, you got tomorrow to be tired. Don't be tired now. Give God praise tonight. Worship Him in the Spirit. Worship Him in truth. Worship Him free of complex. There ain't nobody looking around. Nobody worrying about that. It's about you and the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Receive the word for what it is. Hallelujah. What brought you here? What brought you here? Was it just your pedal pressing the gas? Oh, hallelujah. Was it because mommy told me? Was it because my wife told me? Was it because brother said so? Or can you recognize the word for what it is? That I'm sitting here because God wants me. God don't want me out there deceived. Why aren't you in a Baptist church, brother, sister? Why aren't you in some mess of this message? Why are you here hearing the truth? Because God's elected you to this. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that's it. Praise Him for it. Stay free. Worship in spirit and in truth. Let go of all those things. Don't even bring a fear. Don't bring a doubt. Don't bring any confusion. Don't even let the devil talk you into it. He'll say, you know you did it. Don't even worry about it. I know what the Lord did. He'll say, you're just scared. You're scared because you know He's done whipped you. Hallelujah. And He's whipping him again in the hearts of His people tonight. I'm challenging your faith. I don't even want you to come forward today. I want right where you're at, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever needs you have, receive it right there, right now, not doubting one thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, you got to get rid of that doubt. You're being too reserved about it. Forget about your flesh. Forget about what you feel like. Forget about anything else going on right now. Get desperate with God and you'll receive your need tonight. Hallelujah. That's it, my brother. That's it, sister. That's it. Come on, let loose of that flesh. Say, I've never done that before. Don't worry about it. Woo, glory. Glory to God. We worship you, Lord, tonight. I thank you, Father, for being the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you for never changing your power. I thank you, Lord, for these hearts of these people here tonight that's receiving your word. Satan, you know you're defeated tonight. Glory to God. I cast you out. Every sickness comes subject to the word of God tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, set your people free from every oppression of the enemy and let them rise as more than conquerors. Let each one hear that voice ring true, that their names are on the Lamb's book of life. Nothing will take it off. Grant it to your children tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Come on now, praise Him for it. Praise Him for it. Don't receive the word of a man now. Receive the word of God.
Oh, I love you, Jesus.
Oh, honor Him. Honor Him with all your heart. God will honor you. Oh, hallelujah. Don't be worried about worshiping in the spirit, brother, sister. I ain't worried about that at all. Don't you worry about fanaticism. You don't do a thing your flesh is saying right now. You do what the Holy Ghost in you is saying.
Hallelujah, Father.
That's just praise Him, sis. Come on. Hallelujah. Worship Him in the spirit and in truth. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. I challenge some of you to go ahead and let go of your flesh tonight. I challenge you, go ahead.
Jesus, I praise you.
Oh, I used to have joy back in Pentecost. What happened, brother, sister? Oh, thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Glory to God in the highest.
Hallelujah, Father.
Oh,
Lord,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Him, brother, Hallelujah. Sister. That's Him. Hallelujah. That's our sweet Lord. Can you feel them loving arms coming?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He knows what you are, hallelujah. But He's done accepted you in the blood of His Son. Blessed be His holy name tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sure Dad can witness too. The Holy Spirit just sweep right through here in a sweet way. Oh, thank you, Lord. I had a student talk to me a little bit. Said he was sick and needed help. I began to show him the scripture where it says, by His stripes we were healed. And I said, we already healed. He said, you're trying to be sick and get well. I'm here to tell you already well. The devil's trying to tell you sick. He said, you got the picture all backwards. He said, if I lay hands on you, I'm a believer. You believe this too. You're going to get well. I began to feel the presence of the Lord come there. And He says, you know what? I think this is real. I said, yes, it is. He said, that's hard to believe sometimes. I said, I understand. But it's the truth. And it's a powerful thing. My, it's simple. But man, it's powerful. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I just see that. Don't try to earn it, brother, sister. It's done paid for. It's done paid for. You ain't getting saved. He done saved you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't getting redeemed. He's done redeemed you. We are sitting together right now in heavenly places. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Too many of us get looking down. You know why? You're looking at yourself again. Look at Him. Look at Him. When Jesus raised from the dead, what happened? He said, why do you stand here marveling? He said that the way Jesus went up is the way he's going to come back. Hallelujah. How did he go up? In a body that got raptured up. How's he going to go up in this day? In a body that's sitting in this building right now, going to rapture up. Oh, glory. Woo, yes. That's it, brother, sister. That's it right there. That ain't just a feeling. That's liberation of the Spirit of God. I'm not a fanatic. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you certain the burden come on my sister like that, you be rejoicing too. Woo. Glory, glory. Let me pray with my sister here.
Come, Jesus,
Father, give you all the praise for hearing our prayers in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. That's it. Sis. Praise Him now. Praise Him for it. It's already settled. Praise Him, sis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I believe the Lord is calling us to a higher walk too. I said us, Lord Jesus. Lord. Jesus. Help us, Lord, to take it serious, Lord. This is the final day. It's going to be over, Lord. Don't let me waste any more time.
Thank you. you want us to be here. Such a support of all the people watching us. Just the faith in you. Lord, we pray you honor that. Don't let us be able to make it back. Be your grace and mercy, we pray. I agree with you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister, it's still true. We're not alone.
Let us pray.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus, now we are standing in His presence.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Believe that tonight. Let's sing it with all our hearts.
Oh, we are standing on holy ground. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around.
Time worth the wave offering tonight.
Oh, we are standing on holy ground.
You're standing on holy ground tonight. Are you standing sanctified?
And
Holy Ghost filled.
That there are angels.
Oh, glory to God. Just get lost in the Spirit today. Blessed be His name.
Hallelujah,
we
Jesus.
Praise you tonight, great
Thank
Father.
You, Lord, I love
Lord,
you,
Lord, worthy of all
Father,
praise, all Lord. Honor, all glory.
Lord, anything to me, dear
oh,
Jesus.
Blessed be His name.
Blessed be Your name. I
blessed
love You, Father.
Be His name. Be
Thank
free tonight,
Jesus.
Children.
Thank You,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, worship Him free
praise
tonight.
Holy
Thank
name,
You, Lord.
Lord. I
no longer bound,
heart,
but
Jesus.
Free by the Spirit of God.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
praise
blessed
the Lamb of
be
God.
His name.
Thank you,
blessed
Jesus.
Be His name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you,
praise
Lord.
God. Praise
thank you,
God.
Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord. How many believes it tonight?
Jesus. Bless
How many believes it tonight?
Bless me.
How many
name
receives
Jesus.
The word as it
praise
is in truth
name,
from the
Father.
Word of God?
Hallelujah.
Not
Jesus.
The word of a man, not the word
praise
of a church.
God.
Not a theory.
Hallelujah.
But a
Jesus.
Present tense Messiah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
That still lives with
praise
us.
Praise the name
still
of the
lives
Lord.
In us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed
praise
be His name.
God.
That still
praise
gives us the
name,
victory that overcomes the world.
Hallelujah, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we are possessors
praise
of it tonight.
Thy name, dear God.
Woo,
oh,
glory.
I love you, Lord. I
glory,
praise
let's praise
Jesus.
Him tonight. Before we
thank
go, let's
you,
give
Jesus.
Him praise. Give
hallelujah.
Me G, Dad.
Thank
hallelujah. You got victory tonight.
Oh, victory is mine. Come on now. Victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get behind. Victory today. Come on now. Let your victory come out. Oh, yes. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today. Oh, I told Satan to get me out. Victory today. And the Holy Ghost is mine. Yes, Lord, the Holy Ghost is mine. Holy Ghost is mine. Holy Ghost today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get me behind. Sing that again. Believe it with all your heart. The Holy Ghost is mine.